Okay, Phillips.
Just give us your general comments on this one.
It's a very tough game, tough loss for our guys. We did a lot of things very well and just did too many things wrong, too many mistakes to win at the end. And certainly we're being tested, but we gotta stick together and we will.
Coaches, just 10 more points today on offense, not enough to win. Is it more than the quarterback at this point?
Say that again, Rick.
Is it more than the quarterback? Just 10 more points on offense today.
Yeah, I mean, as I've said, it's everyone. It starts with me, and it's our coaching and our playing, and the quarterback's part of that, but there's a bunch.
Greg, not able to run the ball in the fourth quarter and put this team away when you had a 10-point lead. Was that what was tough to overcome?
Well, really, we struggled running the ball all day. You know, for the first, we didn't run the ball effectively all day. They did a good job of shutting down the run. If you look at our biggest rush was a fake punt. And then Demps had a big run on the speed sweep. So, yeah, we didn't conventionally run it very well at all.
Did you expect that, given that Mike was making his first start as a rookie quarterback, that they would just try to stuff everything and make him beat him?
Yeah. But, you know, I still think we had our opportunities and we just didn't do it very well. Some of the plays, you know, we got to look at what we called. We got to look at how we blocked them. And then we got to look at, you know, everybody's got to take a hard look and say, hey, this didn't work. Why? And try to fix it.
Can you talk about your rookie quarterback?
What would you like me to, just his overall performance?
Just evaluate his day, yeah. You know, throughout 3.5 quarters and then in the last 5 minutes.
I thought Mike did a good job of command and control of the game, the tempo. Everything. I thought he read things out relatively well. Certainly at the end, I thought he read things out well. You know, he spread the ball around to 9 different guys, through the backs, through the receivers, tight ends. At the end of the day, though, we had 2 costly turnovers. And again, none of the good is only one guy, and none of the bad is only one guy. It's coaching, it's playing. So together we'll get it fixed.
What's your best analysis of his first interception? Throwing for Jackson.
He threw an interception. I mean, you know, that's.
Do you think he was trying to force a ball there? Do you think he was?
Yeah. You know, let me look at the tape. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Well, where do you think you're at now at 0-4 and a bye week? Do you think this team will stay together? Is it you know, I know you come into the season wanting to win the division, wanting to go to the playoffs, but is it getting late early, as they say?
No, I don't feel that at all. I know this team will stay together. And these first 4 don't count any more than the next 12. So we take them 1 at a time, and we've got a good football players, a good team. We're just not playing very well right now, so we got to get it corrected, and we will. And if we didn't have players and we didn't have good coaches, I'd be more concerned. But I am concerned because we're not doing it, so we got to find a way to get the tide turned, get to play in the way we're capable of, because we're not. And that all starts with me. You know, I got to, as the head coach, I got to make sure that we're doing everything we can within our power to perform better.
Greg, why was Josh Freeman not on the sideline with the rest of the team today?
A mutual decision. You know, a lot of our inactive players, depending on the reason that they're inactive, sometimes they go up to an inactive suite in the stadium. We talked about it, and we felt like that was once we decided he was inactive, then we felt that was the best scenario for today.
You agreed to that? He was part of that decision?
Yeah, it was a mutual decision, so yeah.
Can you say why he was inactive today? On Monday, you said he would be your backup quarterback. I'm sorry, on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
With all the happenings of the week, it was the best thing for our team. You know, there's stuff that I'm not going to get into, but that was the best thing for our football team today. Had we had to put someone in the game, that would have been best.
Will he be inactive going forward? Or
No idea. We'll see. We'll take it game by game, just like we do all the other inactives.
Did you think Josh would be a distraction on the sidelines today?
No. That wasn't it. I just thought overall it would be better. And like I said, we've done it since I've been here. Recently, we've allowed more inactives down there on the field to try to help coaching and help charting and stuff. But we've had an inactive suite since I got here. So.
But our quarterback's different. I mean, since they usually dress and can go into the game.
Oh sure. Well, no, they don't dress. That's not anymore. That was before I got into this league. They did away with that rule. The third quarterback's in shorts. So he can't go in the game. But to your point, usually the third quarterback is on the field. Even if you have a a different, an alternative place where they sit, because you know he's a quarterback. It was just, you know, I think the special situation and mutual decision. We agreed that this was the best thing for today.
Coach, Sean Golton now faces a 4-game suspension. He got penalized again for a defenseless hit on a receiver. What does that situation do for your defense?
Well, I don't know. You're saying it as a matter of fact. I'm not sure that that's. I have not been contacted at all about that, so I don't. I can't comment on that until something really occurs. Yeah, I haven't even seen the play yet, to tell you the truth. I didn't see the end of that play. I was doing something.
Greg, given the success that Mike had going into the fourth quarter, did that give you the confidence to have him throw on the ball in the fourth? You know, he was clean up to that point and had 2 picks in the fourth quarter.
Well, you know, again, our struggles in running the football is one of the reasons that we felt, you know, we had to mix it up. You know, we hit a good run the first run, but, you know, up until that point, that there wasn't a lot of those. So we felt like we had to run our offense to get it out of there. You know, in retrospect, would you like to run something different? Sure. You know, when it works, you're happy and you win the game. And when it doesn't, you say, well, I wish we would have done something different. But, again, I'll say it over and over. At that time, we make decisions and we go with them.
It seemed like you guys, did you reduce the number of option routes today in the offense? It seemed like there were a lot more slants, a lot more stuff thrown to the backs. Was the offense tweaked a little bit?
No.
It's a tough way to end, given the fact the way the defense had played most of the game. A lot of 3 and outs they had early on.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the defense played really well. You know, third down defense especially, they were 1 for 10. You know, rushing yards, I think they had like 50-something yards. It was a winning defensive performance, but we play as a team. And there's not a guy in that room that's defense, offense, special teams. They're all one. And that's the way we'll get through this tough stretch. And it's also the way we'll win and win big here. So thanks, guys.